I've got an email here from Racy Stepanovic, and he's wondering how it is that these pulses do the damage that they do.
The reason is that when you have this magnetic field releasing, it actually releases an intense storm of particles. It's called a coronal mass ejection to scientists, which is a very dull name for anything. But actually, it's a billion tons of material traveling at a million miles an hour. It contains about 100 times the energy of the entire world's nuclear arsenal. And although it's spread out over an extremely wide region in space, if the magnetic field that contains is in the opposite sense of the magnetic field on Earth, then we all know from school that magnets of opposite polarities attract, magnets of similar polarities repel. And if they're opposing polarity, the two magnetic fields can interact, and that allows all this hot material to start interacting with the Earth's magnetic field and the atmosphere.
And Stuart, something similar happened in 2003, didn't it? Only that time, luckily, it missed us.
Yes, there was the Halloween flares of 2003.
How appropriate.
Yeah, it really, really was. It took place over about a 14-day period. There was one flare on November the 4th, which was colossal. Luckily, it just happened to be pointed virtually away from us in space. But there were two flares a little bit earlier, and on October the 28th and October the 30th. And they were large, and they were pointed towards the Earth. They were perhaps about five times smaller than, say, the Carrington flare. But for the first time, the civil aviation authorities actually diverted aircraft in case, as a precaution, in case the passengers...
So what aircraft were brought down out of into a lower altitude, for example?
Yes, they were moved down into lower altitude, so there was more air above them to act as a cushion. But also they were brought away from the polar regions, because in the polar regions, that's where the magnetic field of the Earth turns back into the planet and the core where it's generated. And that's where solar particles from these ejections can be funneled into the atmosphere, and that's what causes the aurora. So the aircraft were brought away just as a precaution.
Thank you very much. That's Stuart Clark, and his book is called The Sun Kings, and it's absolutely stupendous. You won't mind me recommending it, but don't buy it if you don't mind insomnia, because you won't be able to put it down.